Nice telescope, Yael. What are you looking at?
Bacteria.
In space?
Not that far out, Don. Scientists recently collected 3 brand new species of bacteria from the stratosphere. When I heard about it, I couldn't believe it. But I have since found that researchers have been using balloon-lifted cryosamplers to collect bacteria and fungi from the stratosphere for years.
I didn't think anything could live that high in the atmosphere.
Neither did I. The stratosphere extends from 10 to 30 miles above the surface. That's above the clouds, where temperatures can get as cold as minus 76 degrees Fahrenheit, and there's lots of ultraviolet radiation.
So how do they think bacteria got up there?
Some scientists think they ride up on particles ejected from volcanoes. Others think bacteria might be sucked through updrafts caused by a special kind of lightning that travels upwards from cloud tops. Forest fires can also cause thunderstorms that toss immense plumes of smoke into the stratosphere. Bacteria could ride on the soot.
And they're the same kind of bacteria that live here on the surface?
Some are known species. They have found rod-shaped bacillus that are very common here, as well as staphylococcus species related to disease-causing bacteria. Others are completely new, including 2 new bacillus species. There's also a third group of bacteria found in clumps that can't be cultured in normal bacterial nutrients. So far, they're a puzzle.
That's really out of this world, Yael. But you really aren't trying to see bacteria with your telescope, are you?
No, Don. They're way too small. I'm just out enjoying the stars.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Susan Linville with help from Daniel Kearns in biology. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.